This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. There have been some shifts within the retail industry this month, one of them with deep local roots. Luxury retailer Neiman Marcus announced that it's being sold for about $6 billion, but last week, Massachusetts-based Yankee Candle was sold for $1.75 billion to a Canadian-based consumer products firm. That's right, almost $2 billion for a candle company. Joining us to talk about this is Boston Globe reporter Beth Tytel. She's written about Yankee Candle. Hi, Beth.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, thanks. Well, let's take a step back and talk about the company itself. How did Yankee Candle start, and what does it represent right now that it could actually get $1.75 billion in cash, I'm told, from
Isn't that incredible?
Right.
That's a lot for a lot of scented popcorn candles. So the company is 43 years old, and it was actually started by a teenager who made candles as Christmas gifts. And now it's actually, I mean, he built it up to the point where it was considered sort of the top candle brand in the country, and they sell everything from, this is what cracks me up, they went so beyond candles, they left wax itself. They have what they call, you can plug in scents, you can have a car freshener in your car, so they've even left the candles. They're really well known for all their scents. They have a whole line of candles for men called like Riding the Mower and Buttered Popcorn. So it was this teenager who started. His name was Michael Kittredge II, and he founded it in his parents' garage in 1969. And I don't know if you've been out there, Deborah, if you're a big candle fan, but out in South Deerfield, they have this enormous village, and it's sort of part scented theme park, part ode to all that wax can be. And they've got, year-round displays and animatronic figures. They've got candles now that can burn up to 150 hours, so they're really serious.
So, but why is it worth so much? Is it because the business is so big? I mean, what's going on here? When we talk about Neiman Marcus at $6 billion and Yankee Candle at almost $2 billion, it just seems like such a very different type of business.
Yes. Well, I guess one thing that a lot of the reporting showed was that it was really real estate, sort of the bricks and mortar locations. And also, the analysts were saying that these stores have the potential to expand overseas. And I was interested. The day after the sale, I went to the Prudential, and there's a Yankee Candle shop in there. And I encountered a lot of people, but among them were a couple from the UK, and they were carrying $110 worth of Halloween-scented candles. And they said over there, the selection is so limited, you can only get the basic candles. And so they were coming, here they were shot, on a foreign trip, and what were they buying but Yankee candles? So I think there's a lot of excitement. We sort of take them for granted at this point, but I think in other countries they're not quite as big yet.
And so is that what makes the candles so special then? Those are the folks buying them, is folks really who find them to be a novelty in a way?
Well, I guess a novelty. One thing I was interested in, So one thing that I think is definitely clear is that people in this country can get passionate about a lot of things, either loving them or hating them. I mean, right now, let's say, for example, people either love kale or a lot of people hate kale. Mm-hmm. And you have the same situation with the candles. A lot of people really worked up. They hate Yankee Candle, hate scented candles, but there's an equal number. In fact, there's a lot of people who really love them. And when I was at the store, I ran into a woman. One woman just said she's there all the time, and she said that when she burns these scented candles, she was enjoying the smell of an apple pumpkin candle at the moment. She said they kind of give you an intimate feeling, like she talked about turning her home into a sanctuary. And somebody else then said that a non-candle person who was not in the store but was outside the store said to me that the candles are homey, she said, but like someone else's home. So then I asked her, well, who's home? And she said, well, like a Midwesterner's. And then she said, it feels like Gabe's mother's house. So I said, who's Gabe? She said, her ex-boyfriend. So you have people who really identify the scent with either something they want to be identified with or something they don't want to be identified with.
Now, you had mentioned that it was founded by Michael Kittredge in his parents' garage in 1969. Are there any local ownership right now? And under this change, it's my understanding that Yankee Candle makes everything here in Massachusetts. Is that going to stay the same? Do we know yet?
Right. They sell, I think at this point, the reporting was showing that the locals were pleased with the sale, because for decades Yankee has given the two host towns a lot of money in gifts and scholarships and emergency vehicle. And I think that what they're saying is that that they're planning to keep things how they are, keep stuff, locally made and everything. So people are sort of feeling relieved about that. In fact, the new owner said that employees might receive more benefits and discount prices associated with other products sold by the company called Jarden Corp. Mm-hmm. They sell Mr. Coffee, among other things. So I guess the employees can get even more scented candles and, you know, coffee, too.
And based on what we know about Jarden Corp, we think that it will be, this is a long-term investment. It's not just trying to flip Yankee Candle.
You know, that's a good point. The previous owners, which was a private equity firm called Madison Dearborn Partners, bought it in 2007 for $1.4 billion and put it up for sale this year for $2 billion, but there was no bids. And Jarden Corp, which has more than 120 consumer brands, I think it's really trying to make a go of it, not just trying to flip it.
Mm-hmm. And so when we think about Yankee Candle, Neiman Marcus, is retail really lucrative right now, Beth?
Well, I mean, things are on the upswing. You know, you never know. As we saw during the recession, things can change. But, I mean, at this point, I think what are people saying? The consumer wants to buy.
All right. Beth Tytel, a reporter for the Boston Globe. She's been writing about Yankee Candle and its sale this week for $1.75 billion to a Canadian consumer products firm. Beth, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
And that's our program for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
I'm Deborah Becker.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.